senior moment on contentment and about a sense for the future. I never saw it coming as the years had slipped on by. Then suddenly I'm oldish, the mirror doesn't lie. Some fret and vent frustration at this uninvited fate. Come off it, is my answer. Forget decrepit state. The knack in being vintage is to realise you're free, far better than when younger. No mist, life's clear to see, as in savour what's important, less pressing on for more. Simply glad you are still able to step through your own front door. There are parts of my anatomy that do not see the light of day. They used to, but more recently their role has gone away. Pity, I enjoyed them, and now it's fair to say there are other things to savour, though they're sometimes in the way. My intentions are no longer achievement or reward. Fulfilment comes with peace of mind, contentment then assured. I know I should have learned this when young, but never heard the quiet words of guidance that youthful thoughts deferred. The years of rush and fretting, those efforts to conform, evaporate as pointless at the promise of new dawn. Once more, it's time to contemplate on plans for coming year, those thoughts upon that question as to why I'm really here. Becoming more reflective of all I wish I could forget, while knowing it's important to harbour no regret. As the years have all unfolded with each unexpected turn, today I'm well aware there is always more to learn. Lessons is my answer as response to why I'm here. From uplifting celebrations to those tragedies too near, I sense a changing point of view is wisdom to appear. Acceptance of life's lessons is apt, beyond compare. But, and it's a big one, having learnt all that was due, what happens to the wisdom we all manage to accrue? I'm comfy that we use it, perhaps in future realm, when free of all things physical, earth's ties that underwhelm. Shall wisdom be refined for use with selfless love, to guide those who may follow through thoughts sent from above?